Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:35 British summertime. Today is April 22nd. Well, this has been a rather mixed day for global stock markets, and there are a number of other developments that need mentioning as well. But the most important thing that's happened has been this downward dynamic key day reversal that we saw in China, which caps the advance at least in the near term, and probably augurs that we're going to have some consolidation of recent gains, and at the very least, there's a much higher likelihood now that we're going to have more choppy ranging activity as supply and demand comes back into balance in the short term. But this is also following on from downward dynamics that we saw and a key reversal in Taiwan last week. A number of those technology-led markets, although not the Nasdaq, were also posting downward dynamics in the last couple of days. And we are now starting to see that the leaders for this move are losing consistency. But it's certainly not all game, set, and match. And there is certainly, we had a bit of an all change moment on Monday because we've seen that the leaders are now showing some signs of inconsistency and downward dynamics, whereas you look at markets, for example, like VDAX, which had a downward dynamic on Monday but rallied well again in here today and remains relatively consistent in a staircase uptrend and is in the region of the first area of potential resistance around the lower highs. So is looking reasonably firm and would have to take out yesterday's or the sorry on Monday's low to really damage the integrity of the short-term uptrend. And we look at, for ex the Dow is losing some of its gain in here. It's currently up only, well, it's currently up a quarter of 1 point, so pretty much flat on the day, and going into negative territory as we approach the close. And because we are starting to see the leaders moving into these inconsistent patterns, and we know that the laggards are probably going, there's going to be a gap between the performance of the leaders and when the laggards catch up, then the good performance that we're seeing or continue to see in some of these European indices is relatively untrustworthy at this point because there is a much higher likelihood now that they're going to lose consistency. And let's not forget that we had 6 consecutive weeks on the upside. It is increasingly looking like this will not be the 7th consecutive week on the upside. And we've seen a lot of mean reversion. There are a large number of Asian and Latin American markets which have reverted to their means. There are some also in the European area. And while we continue to see that those laggard markets in Europe or in the US have not reverted to their mean just yet, as other markets approach their 200-day moving average, it's a natural area of consolidation or a natural area for them to pause. So it does look like we are heading towards that kind of development. Of course, the big question among investors is how far down will these things come? Will they maintain their progression of higher lows? There's no way to answer that question. But what we can do is identify the fact that these trends are beginning to lose consistency, and that is a signal to us that the game is becoming a little bit more high risk in here. So it is sounding a note of caution for the vast majority of the stock markets, which have been rallying impressively over the last few weeks, or for the last 6 weeks. This was also a rather momentous day in the UK, where the budget is going to swell to the deficit is going to be the largest since World War II. We saw a downward dynamic on the gilt prices, and the 10-year gilt is closing out down nearly a full 1.5 points. So that is increasingly looking like a top formation, and even though we continue to have this quantitative easing and the threat that the Bank of England will step in and help to support the gilt prices, perhaps a more or an easier way to play that market would be to look at the short sterling, because that trend lost, had a massive move on the upside, all the way up to the last couple of months, lost consistency, is now breaking down consistently again from that top formation. Now, it is overstretched in the very short term, but is probably a short on rallies. And while we do have looking at gilts, they are more high risk because there is the distinct possibility that you will have intervention. There is probably not the same degree of intervention risk in that short sterling contract, so that may be another way to approach that market. In the precious metals, we've seen that gold was up about $5 today, continues to find support above the moving average. We also see that silver was up another 20 cents in here today and continues to consolidate around the lower side of this month-long range around the $12 level, and would really need to take out the lows from earlier this week to question scope for this to just rally or to range around between the $12 and the $14 levels. Platinum, having had a very big downward dynamic a couple of days ago, well, $50 downward dynamic, I should be more accurate, was up $18 in here today, so beginning to find support somewhat in here. And the dollar, which has been resurgent over the last couple of days, paused in here today. And I think it does bear mentioning that when we have talked so much about the recovery potential of stock markets not being absolutely clear until we see them sustain moves above their moving averages and then that moving average turn upwards. The only instrument that I can bring to mind that has actually done that is the dollar index. This really remarkable rally that we've had from the lows back in the early autumn and broke through the moving average. The moving average has turned upwards and it has found support at that moving average on a number of occasions over the last couple of months. And I'm very torn about the dollar because the more longer term I look at it, the easier it is to say that the dollar can continue to go upwards and that this 3 to 4 year downtrend has been broken. But when I look at it in the very short term, in the last 6 months or so, I can look at that and say that it is a very volatile pattern and is certainly not something that I would even remotely consider buying. So the chart action is broadly supportive of the fact that the dollar is in an uptrend. And that will not be countermanded until we see the dollar index sustaining a move below its moving average. And it hasn't done that yet. And on based purely on the last couple of days' performance, it doesn't look like it's going to do it right now. So that is something to be aware of, because we would really need to see the dollar index falling really quite considerably if it's going to move through that moving average. And at the moment, it is showing relative strength. Then, getting back to the stock markets, we're now seeing that as we approach the close, the Dow is moving into negative territory. And this really does look like we are coming towards the latter stages of this very good rally over the last almost 2 months. And it does look like we're going to have more choppy action. What we will be looking for in any kind of consolidation that unfolds is for the leading markets to continue to lead, to find support above their basis where that is applicable, and to begin to rally once this consolidation has ended before other markets. For the rest of the stock market, the lagging markets in the US and in Europe, we're looking for them in if the bullish case is going to be maintained, they need to find support above their lows, and on the subsequent rally, they need to take out the present highs to put in a higher low and break the progression of lower highs that have dominated over the last 7 or 8 months. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.